This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
This is Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Every week, speaker, consultant Mark Amtower gives you his take on what's going on in the world of government contracting. Amtower Off-Center with your host, Mark Amtower.
Welcome to our no-holds-barred forum for discussing what's good, bad, ugly, and just plain silly in the arena of doing business with the government. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest today is Michael Hackmer. Michael is the Senior Community Manager for GovWin, GovWin being part of Deltek. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you much for having me.
Hey, it's a, it's a pleasure. You're doing a lot of things over there at Deltek around using social media, but Deltek is much more than social media, obviously, company. lots of things going on, but we're going to focus on networking and social media. But to get off here, let's start with a little bit of background on what you do and how you fit in over there at GovWin.
Sure. So as the senior community manager for GovWin.com, I sort of oversee the network that we have, GovWin.com. And for your listeners who maybe aren't as familiar with GovWin, we're essentially a business network of companies that are looking to do business with the federal government. So you can come to our site, create a profile for yourself and for your company, and then establish a matching criteria where you can be matched to opportunities and other things on the site, as well as conduct research. And so we monitor the site on a daily basis, and a lot of our job as the community team and the editorial team is to really engage with people on a daily basis, both on the network as well as externally using social media tools, like you mentioned before. So we spend a lot of time both on the network and using Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and other networks as we kind of find them in the government space as well. So.
Okay. Yeah, and you said a couple of things there that triggered. The first thing, though, people can register at GovWin, but they gotta understand that it is free. There's no fee attached to registering at GovWin. Is that still accurate?
That is accurate. In fact, and that's what we encourage people to do to get into the network. It's free to register. There's a lot of basic information that you just need to enter in. And then as you go through and build out your profile, one of the things we do on the community team is we work with companies and individuals to make sure that they get all the right information that they need in there, get their NAICS codes, get all of their security clearance information, anything that they have that will help start to facilitate matches and ultimately make them more attractive to other companies and other individuals looking for teaming opportunities and business opportunities.
Right, and you also mentioned the myriad of things that go on there. You've got Joe Long, who is your managing editor over there, who does
Correct.
Some tremendous content activity, even though he claims to be an amateur content person on his on his LinkedIn profile.
Joe claims to be an amateur social media expert and content guy, but he's anything but. He comes from a great background at AOL, and of course we've got Joe on our team. We've got Elliot Volkman, who's also on the community team, Michael Mullen, Sean Tucker, Lindley and Anthony, and it sort of rounds out our group. So we've really got a really great team of people. We basically work with people who want to blog on the sites. We have a blogging platform, event information. So it's a very dynamic community, and it's great. It's great to see more and more companies get involved. When we came on board, we had maybe about 8,000-9,000 companies involved. 8,000-9,000 individuals involved in the network, and now we're over 30,000. So it's great.
Yeah, and I run across Elliot in a virtual sense. We communicate via rumor,
Absolutely.
Innuendo, Twitter, and LinkedIn. I run across him at least a couple times a week, and
sure.
also as long as we're mentioning a couple of people over at Deltek, I run across Jesse too.
Yeah,
Ms. Primazon.
Yes, Govwin Girl.
Yep.
Is her Twitter handle.
There
exactly.
you go. Yeah, and I don't follow a tremendous number. Well, it's not exactly true. I don't follow as many people who follow me on Twitter, but I follow her and Elliot.
Sure.
So,
and you know, I think it's important too when we can get into this a little bit later. But whenever you follow people on Twitter, you really want to focus on the people, obviously, who are providing content and information that's relevant to what it is you're looking for. And so you won't always follow everybody that you follow you. So
yeah, I don't need to know if you're going to Starbucks or a movie.
Exactly.
You know, and I don't get that from either of them. So yeah, that's pretty cool. So let's talk a little bit here about. Kind of the breadth, go into a little more detail on the breadth of what GovWin offers. So especially those small businesses out there that are still struggling to get that first business or grow after their first couple of contracts or sub-deals. So what can they expect to find here?
Sure. Well, on the network, what we focus on, probably I would say about 65 to 70% of the companies on the network are companies that have not secured a government contract before at the federal level. They may have done it at the state level, but they're trying to break into the federal level, so they either haven't done it anywhere or they've just had minor success at a state and local level. So really for us, it's to first provide that introduction and get people from point A to point B and C and so forth. So we really try to start off with getting people educated as to what the government market is all about. It's very complex. So we have a huge array of resources on the site that we've been building out with our team. And so they're on the site, there's a search feature that allows people to pull in that information. And then it's really the next step as we kind of go through this process is to really work with them as far as building out their profiles, getting them to see matching opportunities as far as teaming opportunities and other kinds of things on the site. And then ultimately, we try to get them exposure on the network. And so part of that is done through interviews that we do with executives. We try to do more video because we find that's very interactive and people enjoy that. And just really try to nurture them along through the process. And there's a lot of information. So to the extent that we can simplify that and give them a roadmap to follow, that's what we do.
Mm-hmm. Now, you and I met through a different activity that
sure.
Occurs via GovWin, and that's the kind of call them like a mini seminar. But explain
right.
what those are.
Sure. Well, we've met up and we've worked through the GovWin, what we call the GovCon BD series, which we started last August. And this really kind of fits again within the model that we're trying to do here at GovWin is to provide people with free. Really condensed resources that are extremely helpful to focusing people on what it is they need to be doing. And Mark, you came and you had a great series on using LinkedIn and social networks for marketing and trying to and business development and trying to get that exposure for your company. And the other folks we've had, we've basically reached out to government consultants out of the marketplace to say, hey, you know, come, let's talk for 30 minutes. Do a 10-minute, 15-minute presentation on a tactic that people can utilize, and then let's open the phone lines and have people ask questions. And the response that we got in August, which usually is a pretty dead time in Washington, D.C., was really outstanding. We had several hundred people subscribe for the series. It grew to over 1,000, almost 1,200, and we'll be kicking that off at some point soon in 2012. And again, just kind of going back through the basics, but I think people really enjoy the interactive component of it. They like being able to go onto the site to ask questions in our forums and then, of course, get the answers that they're looking for. And really, that's part of what social media is all about, as well as good, you know, sort of a good online community, right, is to be able to provide that engagement and give people answers and help them where you can.
Exactly, and they're webinars, but they're in bite-sized chunks. So you ask your presenters, me being one of I think you had 8 or 9 last year because you had a roundtable with all of us in December.
Right.
But you know, you basically your presenter throws out one nice thought chunk and fleshes that out, and then there's Q&A around it, and it was a fun forum to participate in as a speaker.
Well, it's great. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And all the other speakers loved it, too. And, of course, the participants get a huge amount of information out of it, even though it is condensed. It is only 30 minutes. But I think people rarely feel like they get that opportunity to, how do I cut through all the clutter and all the confusion that is government contracting, because there's so much to it. And then this is a chance to actually pick up the phone and go online and ask a question and really get a good answer that helps you, move your business forward. So.
Yeah, and while it's not legitimately FaceTime, it is,
right,
direct question time with some people that you would find it difficult to get FaceTime with otherwise.
Exactly.
So that's it's a cool thing. Looking forward to playing in that again this year with you. My guest today is Michael Hackmer. Michael is the Senior Community Manager of GovWin, which is part of Deltek. I'm Mark Amtower. You're listening to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
The Financial Safari Radio Show features some of the best retirement planners from across the country and is your source for a common sense approach to planning for a secure retirement in Northern Virginia. Contact the father-daughter retirement planning team of Don and Jill O'Rourke at 1-800-664-7505.
Tune in to the Financial Safari with the father-daughter team of Don and Jill O'Rourke, Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. right here on 1500 WFED.
With the new year comes resolutions, when we resolve to stop snacking and slacking, resolve to start reading and running. This year, resolve to help someone else too. Resolve to support the American Red Cross, because the Red Cross provides hope, help, and compassion not only during disasters, but every day. Resolve to do something that means something. Support the American Red Cross before the new year. Visit redcross.org today.
Arming your home security system gives you peace of mind, but are you paying $30, $40, $50 or more in monitoring fees? Switch to Ackerman Security Systems, the metro area's most trusted name in security, and pay just $18.95 a month. That's right, $18.95 a month, and no cost to switch. Don't have a system? Then Ackerman offers the latest technology, including wireless monitoring. Call by Wednesday and get 3 months of basic monitoring free when you switch or start service with Ackerman. Call 888-999-1070. AckermanSecurity.com.
In the beloved fairy tale Beauty and the Beast, Belle and the Beast learn that true beauty is found within and live happily ever after. Today, our happily ever afters are being threatened by the fact that nearly one in three children in America are overweight or obese. Now is the time to make good nutrition and physical activity part of your family's daily lifestyle. To learn more, visit letsmove.gov, brought to you by Let's Move, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the Ad Council.
Meeting mission goals through health, brought to you by General Dynamics IT.
A new survey finds many U.S. physicians don't yet see the benefits of health technology, and in that respect, they're lagging behind their counterparts in the rest of the world. The research by Accenture found 45% of U.S. doctors think healthcare IT will improve diagnostic decisions, compared with 61% across the globe, and only 45% thinks it improves their patients' health outcomes. In the rest of the world, that figure is 59%.
General Dynamics IT is meeting the challenges of a complex healthcare environment that requires far-reaching experience and full-spectrum capabilities. Government, military, and commercial health payer organizations rely on General Dynamics IT's health services, solutions, and support to tackle their toughest issues. General Dynamics IT's broad understanding of healthcare data, military health missions, fraud, waste, and abuse protection, and more ensures support and innovation tailored to your real-world needs. Today's healthcare challenges are formidable. To learn more, go to GDIT.com.
Hi, this is Byron Kerr. I know it's great to listen to me tell you all about the shaking and baking and thunder jams of Colonials men's basketball on Federal News Radio, but there's nothing like seeing it live at the Charles E. Smith Center. Come to Foggy Bottom with the whole family to raise high the buff and blue and enjoy great college hoops against some of the country's most exciting teams at a great price. I'll still be around for road games, so visit gwsports.com or call 202-994-7325 to raise high the buff and blue today.
As agencies await the release of the federal budget for fiscal year 13, they must learn to do more with less. To meet OMB's shared first model, agencies need to accurately measure the effectiveness of their IT portfolio beyond cloud and the FDCCI. Join FCA Bethesda on January 18th at the Bethesda North Marriott as agencies outline three key areas of governance: creating IT efficiencies and cost savings, policy and trends, and IT oversight. Register today at FCABethesda.org/JAN breakfast.
Beast.
Welcome back to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest today is Michael Hackmer. Michael is a senior community manager for GovWin, GovWin being part of Deltek. You can find it at GovWin, GovWin.com. You can register there for free, get on their email list, participate in discussions, get invitations to the events like the ones we discussed in the first segment. But Michael, Deltek, through the purchase of a variety of companies, hosts some huge networking forums. The annual holiday party, for one, which started with Tom Hewitt way back in the 90s, and it's been a must attend here in D.C. for must be 20 years now. You know, and every now and again, I'll forget around the holiday seasons when it is, and I'll get a call around 7 o'clock going, "Where the heck are you? Why aren't you? Why aren't you here?" I'm going, "I forgot."
But it's definitely in this area. It's one of the hottest tickets to come by. It's amazing.
Yeah, and it is a ticket now. It's not a paid ticket, but you got to get an invitation. Right. You got to be on the list to get in.
That's right.
Well, it's not necessarily an elitist thing. It's a fire marshal thing.
Well, exactly, and that's that's definitely the real issue. Obviously, if the company could accommodate everybody, they would. And you know, hopefully, in future years, we can look at doing if people don't get into actually get a spot in the live event. Maybe we could do some auxiliary events in and around the area just to handle the overflow, because there's always a huge amount of people who get left out, and it's unfortunate. And so hopefully, we can do something around that next year.
The government market, any market, is a relationship market. This is really a relationship driven thing. So the networking is absolutely critical here, online and offline, and events like the holiday party and a variety of other things that Deltek either hosts or is involved with provide not only educational forums but tremendous networking opportunities. From your perspective, what what's the value here? Does GovWin play a role in those? Just however you want to take that.
Sure. So I think the first thing that people should really think about, particularly when they're looking at the government marketplace, they're looking at networks like GovWin and other places, is that just like you said, it's all about relationships and relationship building. You know, I think in marketing, people tend to think about, well, how much money am I going to spend on advertising, buying? How am I going to spend here and spend where? But at the end of the day, the difference between a relationship that's paid for and the kinds of relationships you can build through social networks and in these sort of offline events, these real world events, is that they're earned. And I think that in and of itself creates a much greater value to you as an individual. And so one of the things with GovWin as a network is that you can get in there, you can collaborate with your peers as far as getting into discussions. And then you can also use the site and the network to find events that are in the area. Deltek obviously does a lot of events, not just in the D.C. area, but regionally in different parts of the country. But there are a whole bunch of other people who do events. Guy Timberlake, who runs the American Small Business Coalition, who also, like yourself, is a speaker in the GovCon BD Weekly series. He does a large number of events in the area. Bob Lofeld does events here at Deltek on proposal writing. So, you know, my advice to people is, as they kind of go through, they identify who it is that they are as far as a company, you know, look at key events that really target in and hone in on the kinds of industries and the customers ultimately that you're looking to meet with, because chances are there is something going on in Washington, D.C. that fits your needs in any given week, sometimes any given day. There's a lot going on, and you really have to, you know, hone your focus quite a bit, I think.
Right. And one of the things that I try to tie in the online and offline in a very practical way, every time I collect business cards at events now, the first thing I do when I get back in the office, if it's not the first thing, it's the second thing, I'll look the people up on LinkedIn and see if they are there. And if they are, I will immediately reach out and say, "Hey, we just met at, you know, XYZ event. Let's hook up here at LinkedIn so we can stay in touch."
Right. And LinkedIn is a great tool for that. And I think for anybody who's out there in the business world, you know, if you're not already on LinkedIn, you really need to be. Particularly if you're in the government space, it's just a great opportunity to find out, you know, what groups are people involved in. Chances are that if you're interested in what they're doing and it has a tie back to your business, then you should probably be involved in a lot of those LinkedIn groups as well. Get involved in the discussions. It really plays into some of the things that we talk about at GovWin all the time. It's visibility. How do you get on the radar of those people who, you know, you want them to know you? How do you get on their radar? Well, the only way to get on their radar, really, particularly in an online world, is to be active and to get involved in discussions, share your knowledge, but also ask questions too. I think that's one of the other great things about a network like GovWin or LinkedIn is that it's a community and people are there to share their knowledge, to answer questions as well as to ask questions. So the key is really activity.
Right. And the other key is finding the venues that are, as you referenced earlier, most germane to what you do, because there are literally, you know, probably 100 different organizations around the Beltway and around thousands around the country. And then online venues, there's probably thousands. So even when you pick something like LinkedIn, if you type in government, there's 6,000 groups doing some aspect or covering some aspect of the government. So, you know, fine tune it a little bit, type in government contracting, search on groups for that, and you've pared it down to a couple of hundred. But still, you've got to find the right groups to start to participate in to get some traction.
Right. And I think one of the keys that we talk about, too, because we're very cognizant of it on GovWin, is that, you know, people get to the site, there's a huge amount of information. Well, the same thing is true with the social media space and the event space as a whole. There's so much going on. You really need to take small steps. Find a few things that you're really kind of good at and start to do that consistently and then grow from there. Because if you try to take on too much, ultimately what happens is people get frustrated. They don't feel like they're getting the results they need. But then they don't realize they've already spread themselves too thin. They've already limited their effectiveness at the outset. And I think so if people take that approach, they'll find that they'll start to get more and more out of it and then be able to grow as their needs and their ability to grow increases.
Right, exactly. So, you know, you can't be in all the groups, the live groups, the, you know, ACT IAX, the Professional Service Council, ASBC, whatever. You cannot join them. I guess you could join them all, but you can't participate in them all. So, again,
right.
You know, the selection process, figure out what your strategy is and then match the groups to your strategy. And, you know, where are you going to get the most traction? Visibility in the wrong areas is simply photo ops, and it doesn't lead to business.
Right. And again, it sort of comes back to what I even touched on earlier about relationships and them being earned. And, you know, if you think about it just from a real life perspective, if you go out there and you try to be all things to all people and meet everybody on the face of the earth, you're never really going to establish a connection with someone and build a really sustained, meaningful relationship. You're going to have a bunch of fleeting sort of, you know, relationships that are really kind of peripheral in many ways. So you really have to focus those things and work at those relationships much like you would any real live relationship with a person that you want to get to know. And you'll find that will start to yield results because I think the online world as well as the offline world, it's trust. Is such an important thing to build, and you're never going to build trust just by sending a couple of emails to somebody. It takes time, and that's the other thing, too, that people need to be aware of, is that as much as you want to have that quick turnaround in government contracting, you know, you need to have a lot of patience, and the same thing is going to be true with the relationships that you need to build in this space, too.
Exactly. The American Express study that came out, I guess, a year and a half or so ago now, validated what we've all been saying since I've been in the market, and that is that, American Express surveyed at least a couple of hundred small businesses that wanted to do business with the government. It's the American Express Open group, and they found that it took 19 and a half months to win your first business, and during that process, you were spending approximately $85,000 to $90,000 a year either in cash or company resources pursuing that business. So
right.
One of the cool things about things like GovWin, ASBC, various groups on LinkedIn is It doesn't necessarily expedite the winning process, but it increases your education along the way.
Exactly. And you really can't, I don't think you can put a premium on the value of education, and particularly when you're looking at some of the resources that are free and the fact that you have access, particularly with the GovWin network, to people who can steer you in at least the right direction, say, hey, well, take a look at this and start looking at these different pieces here. That'll help to give you the information that you're really looking for. Information is really helpful, and I think a lot of people, unfortunately, don't look even for the free resources and the free things that are available, and then end up making really costly mistakes at the outset of, when they start to get into the hunt for a government contract. And then they're further behind the eight ball compared to their competitors.
Exactly. My guest today is Michael Hackmer. When we come back, we're going to be talking not only about networking, but about targeted visibility. You're listening to AmTower Off Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Join host Michael Keegan for a special edition of the Business of Government Hour. Leaders Speak, a conversation on leadership and public service. What makes an effective leader? Why pursue a career in public service? Over a dozen past and current government executives shared their extended reflection on the next Business of Government Hour.
I'm on a mission to spread the word about COPD through music. COPD stands for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. My grandfather suffered from symptoms of it, and COPD is the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S. I'm Billy Ray Cyrus, and I drive for COPD. Looks like people are starting to get the message. Anyone age 35 and older who has smoked as little as 100 cigarettes could be at risk. Visit driveforcopd.com today and talk to your doctor.
Powered by the latest second-generation Intel Core processors, new HP ProLiant G7 servers are an ideal choice for reducing power costs and getting a jump on your cloud computing initiatives. GovConnection, a federal elite HP partner, can show you how the power of HP and Intel can achieve a return on investment in as little as 2 months. Talk to GovConnection and find out how together they can power your data center into the future. Call 800-800-0019 today.
When every moment matters and a hand reaches out, when someone gives blood and a life is saved, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Every day, the Red Cross responds to nearly 200 neighborhood emergencies, and your support makes it possible. Use this moment to join us today. Visit redcross.org.
Listen to Fed Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, every Friday morning at 11. Brought to you by the attorneys of Shaw, Bransford, and Roth. Fed Talk features live interviews with guests from the federal community, sharing their insights on issues that affect you. Call in or email questions or comments to fedtalk@federalnewsradio.com. Fed Talk is sponsored by GEICO. This week on Fed Talk, after a year of federal employee pay and benefits being in the spotlight, what can feds expect in 2012? Host Bill Bransford sits down with guests from across the federal community to find out.
Hey, Caps fans, make sure you check out the Caps Academy and youth hockey websites at WashingtonCaps.com. These are awesome sites where players, parents, coaches, and fans of all ages can find everything there is to know about hockey, including the basic rules of the game, advanced coaching strategies, and information on youth hockey programs in the D.C. area. You'll also find plenty of instructional videos and tips featuring Caps coaches and players. For all this and more, check out the Caps Academy and youth hockey websites at WashingtonCaps.com.
Hi, this is O'Donna Matthews. What does three decades of service add up to? For the Capital Area Food Bank, it includes these important numbers. Distributing 25 million pounds of food to nearly 500,000 people through a network of 700 partner agencies. 30 years, it's a long time, but the mission continues to make sure that no one is left hungry. To learn more, contribute, or volunteer, visit capitalareafoodbank.org.
A new tool allows you to give opinions about video content, say a politician's debate performance, without doing survey forms. All you need to do is watch. Give permission and your computer's camera records your face as you watch the screen. New software called Aphdex then instantly analyzes even the slightest changes in your facial expressions.
The software finds different points on your face that correspond to your eyebrows and your mouth and your cheeks and so forth, and tracks them as they move.
Rosalind Picard of MIT's Media Lab says when watching a video, those facial expressions
convey the experience of the person viewing it.
And she says it can be confidential.
We're not pulling out identity information. In many cases, all we're doing is we're counting smiles.
To find out more about this and other engineering innovation stories, please go to www.nae.edu/radio. That's www.nae.edu/radio. With the National Academy of Engineering, Randy Atkins, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome back to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest today is Michael Hackmer. Michael is the Senior Community Manager for GovWin. You can find him at govwin.com, govwin.com. GovWin is a free online community for contractors, primarily small, but it's not all small, right?
Exactly. So we, as I mentioned before, we've got maybe about 70% are sort of small, mid-sized businesses, but we also got all the major big power players in government contracting from Lockheed Martin to Khaki, Serco, and a whole bunch of other companies as well. So, you know, L3, I mean, the list goes on. There are a lot of companies involved. So really, we try to integrate as much as we can prime contractors with SMBs, because ultimately a lot of the primes are looking for these small, mid-sized businesses to fill out a particular government contract or engagement that they're working on. So.
Right, exactly. And that leads us into our next topic, which is visibility. How do you get on the radar of these companies? And that's not an easy thing to do.
No, it's not. It's particularly when you look at the landscape. You know, obviously, cloud is really big, cybersecurity is really big, and you know, there are thousands of companies out there that all say, "Hey, we do cloud, we do security." At the end of the day, the thing that we try to work with each company that comes into the network is to say, you know, what is your unique value? What do you bring to the marketplace that's maybe a little bit different? And really try to focus companies in on, when they build out their profiles and when they focus in on their marketing and their content strategies, what is it that they do that's different from everybody else? And everybody has a little stake in the game that's a little bit unique. And part of it is really trying to flush that out and help them to build that out, because that's really crucial, particularly when the prime contractors are scanning around and looking for those partners to team with.
Right. So GovWin is one of the forums that you can use for this. I teach people, I run workshops and seminars on both using LinkedIn and getting more PR visibility. But, you know, let's go back to LinkedIn for a few minutes. I do a column for Washington Technology once a month. I'm on washtech.com. You're not going to see me in the magazine. but I have a relatively popular column there, and one of the ways I drive traffic to my my columns is every time the article comes out, I link it to all my groups on LinkedIn.
Right.
So, you know, you get that spike. So visibility occurs there. But targeted visibility, if you're looking for, you know, if you have a company out there that you really want to do business with, you can look them up on LinkedIn. You can see where they fit in your network. You can see where the executives are in your network, or especially, you know, the program managers, et cetera. And then look to see what groups they belong to and start reaching out in a variety of ways. So you could start on GovWin, you migrate to LinkedIn, but your goal is to get on their radar in a very positive way.
Exactly. And I think to your point too, it's, you know, there are a couple of really great networks to do that. And I think the key is to focus in on areas where you know your customers are, where your target is. And in the case of a prime contractor, you can set up, you know, the free profile on GovWin. You can join a supplier network for Lockheed Martin or for any of these other companies, and boom, then your company is starting to get recognized into the supplier networks for a lot of these prime contractors. The same thing with LinkedIn. You want to make sure you can see where some of these folks are at, what groups they're involved in, and get involved in those. But it doesn't just, you know, stop, I think, with, you know, clicking on join and then getting, you know, into the group. I think one of the things that we always find interesting is that companies, particularly when they do things like sign up for a GSA schedule, they think it's the Sears catalog and of government contracting, and you know, just because their name and their company is there, that they're going to get a phone call. They're going to get $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 in business in the next few months. And that's just not the reality of the way the government marketplace works. You know, so much of visibility is just that it's being seen, and that requires, I think, a consistent effort, not just from you in a physical way, you know, getting out to events and trying to meet people, but also from a content perspective. I think you have to constantly, you know, be out there offering thoughts and starting to register into the minds of people that you're trying to reach. Hey, this guy's got some things to say that, you know, really provide some value. Maybe I should pick up the phone, or you know, maybe we should continue that dialogue offline. And that's how you can start to build those relationships.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to stop with the, you know, the primes and the government customers, the other groups out there. You know, if you're a small company, you're looking for funding for contracts, the people who do factoring are are out there. Members of the press are all over LinkedIn. And I get a tremendous amount of traction just by being active on LinkedIn, staying in front of those members of the press, freelancers, editors, reporters, other talk show hosts. You know, I do have my own show here in D.C., but I've done other, you know, about 50 other shows around the country.
Right.
And just staying on those radar, getting that exposure in specific media particularly, is important.
Absolutely. And I think to your point along that, and I want other businesses out there to really kind of think about this a little bit too, it's not so much, you know, in the old days it used to be, well, let me fax my press release, you know, to 100 or 1,000 media entities and hopefully it'll get picked up. You know, dealing with the media in many ways is very similar to the kinds of relationship building that you need to do with other companies and things like that in the marketplace. You know, produce things of value. Really sit down and think about what your content strategy is or what it is that you want to offer a community. And then also dialogue with the press. Ask them what is it that you're looking for. I think people really respect that when you come to the table wanting to provide something of value instead of just trying to force something down somebody's throat and saying, here, send this out. You know, and again, that's really what the government marketplace is all about. It's, you know, what are the needs of the customer? And it's the same thing applies to the media. What is the media interested in? You know, what can I do to provide value that ultimately will resonate?
Well, that's an excellent point, and it's one that I try to drive home regularly, especially in my PR workshop. And that when you contact a reporter, editor, freelancer, you know, if they have a press inquiry out and you can answer it, answer the question that they're asking. Don't try to push it beyond the bounds. But if you're making an initial, making an initial contact with any member of the press, do so in that value add frame of mind.
Exactly. And that's part of what we try to do here, you know, just to bring it back a little bit to the network too. When we do video interviews with executives, a lot of people don't even know that we try to do that as often as we can. And so I throw that open to your listening audience, too. If you're a basic free member of GovWin, drop us a line. Send us an email, community@govwin.com, or you can reach me directly at michaelhackmer@govwin.com. And, you know, if you've got things going on in the industry that you think are dynamic, let's talk about that. And we're happy to sit down with our video camera and do an interview and share that with the world, because ultimately what we're interested in is providing people with unique perspectives on what's going on in the industry. What are other people doing that, you know, that people can learn from, that other people in the industry, their peers, will find interesting? And really that kind of filters across the spectrum, right? It gets to the media, but also gets to prime contractors. And it helps to kind of tie back into that whole goal of, well, how do you increase your exposure? How do you get out there?
Exactly. And the, you know, that that brings me back, and we're going to cover this more in the next segment, how GovWin ties social networking in with the plethora of Web 2.0 tools that are out there, webinars, blogs, videos, et cetera. And I even have a YouTube page now. Now, I will admit some of the stuff up there is not my best, but, informationally, it's still good. My TV presence isn't quite up to my radio presence.
Well, but here's the thing, though, that I will say, and I say this to people because I consult a little bit with people on social media sometimes and try to offer advice to the membership as a whole, is if you're looking to do something in social media, the old Nike slogan of just do it does have a lot of value, because I think people do get very hung up on, they're concerned about video quality, they're concerned about making it perfect. And at the end of the day, it really is about the message. It's about the content and what it is that you're producing. Is it of value? Are you really addressing the needs and providing, filling a hole? Are you really kind of providing value to something where it's needed? And I think people just get hung up on process so much that they actually don't end up pulling the trigger and doing things. And I think that's one of the biggest wastes of your talent and of your knowledge, is not sharing it. And so I think people really need to get out there and just not worry so much about the product quality as they are about the video quality as they are about the content quality.
Well, let's pick that up on the other side of the break.
Sure.
My guest today is Michael Hackmer. Michael is the senior community manager for GovWin. I'm Mark Amtower. You're listening to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
Frank Shalufo, Associate Vice President and Director, Homeland Security Policy Institute at the George Washington University, commented during the panel discussion entitled Cyber Power, Which Nations Will Emerge as the Cyber Powers of the 21st Century? Brought to you by Booz Allen Hamilton.
There's a big difference between cyber terrorism and terrorist use of cyberspace, which is primarily intended to enhance and facilitate their tradecraft, whether it's for communications purposes, whether it's to fundraise, whether it's to do targeting analysis.
To hear the entire show, go to federalnewsradio.com, keyword Booz Allen.
Booz Allen Hamilton believes that cybersecurity is no longer just about protecting assets, but about enabling organizations to take full advantage of the vast opportunities that the ecosystem of cyberspace now offers for business, government, and virtually every aspect of our society. Count on Booz Allen to help you be ready for what's next. Learn more at boozallen.com/expertvoices.
Giving you the edge on healthy living, here's Mayo Clinic Medical Edge. Lupus is a chronic inflammatory disease that can affect your body from head to toe. But one big concern is right in the middle.
The risk of cardiovascular disease is increased 7 to 50 times in lupus patients. Increased thickening of blood vessels, called atherosclerosis, is also increased in patients.
While we've known about the increased risk for a while, Mayo Clinic's Dr. Vidahi Chowdhury says there's renewed focus on research in this area.
Deaths from cardiac causes are emerging as an important morbidity issue, and therefore paying attention to one's risk factors like smoking cessation, exercise, keeping a good lipid profile, and then working with your doctor to control your disease activity.
For more information, talk to your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org. I'm Tracy McRae.
And now the Federal Living Report, brought to you by WEPA.
That 0.5% pay raise that President Obama is proposing won't come without a fight. Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings, a Democrat, says he supports the raise, but the idea is not popular among House Republicans. We're just going to have to fight it tooth and nail, he tells Federal News Radio. A station poll shows federal employees had mixed reactions themselves to the idea. Half of respondents said they found the 0.5% hike insulting.
When did you last review your life insurance coverage? WEPA, a nonprofit association founded in 1943, provides life insurance to federal employees at rates significantly less than the federal program. WEPA also has a premium refund policy that's returned over $58 million to its policyholders since 1996. WEPA gives its policyholders more coverage, more benefits, and greater flexibility, yet costs much less. Visit WAEPA.org to learn about all of your options. Again, that's WAEPA.org.
When every moment matters and a hand reaches out, when someone gives blood and a life is saved, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross.
Every day, the Red Cross responds to nearly 200 neighborhood emergencies. And your support makes it possible. Use this moment to join us today. Visit redcross.org.
The Pentagon and Beyond is brought to you by EADS North America.
Three-star Marine Corps General Thomas Waldhauser has been appointed to oversee the case of an internet video allegedly showing Marine snipers urinating on dead bodies in Afghanistan. Waldhauser has appointed another officer to do an internal Marine Corps investigation. That is in addition to a criminal probe. Waldhauser will decide what to do as a result of the investigations. No one has been charged in the case. I'm J.J. Green.
Sir, we have multiple contacts bearing 050 at 30 miles.
When the Navy and Coast Guard needed a radar to perform critical missions, they chose the TRS 3D radar from EADS North America. Built to cut through clutter in a busy coastal environment, the TRS 3D detects multiple surface and air threats simultaneously, so our nation's defenders can respond quickly and keep us safe.
Sir, estimated intercept time is 2 minutes.
EADS North America. Commitment defines us.
Tired of playing catch-up with the news? Stay informed all the time with the Federal News Flash. The Federal News Flash is a daily email from Federal News Radio that will bring you the latest news and information about the federal government and the federal contracting world. Find out about exclusive stories and interviews only heard on Federal News Radio. Sign up for the Federal News Flash at federalnewsradio.com. Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, your source for federal news now.
Welcome back to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest today is Michael Hackmer. Michael is the Senior Community Manager for GovWin. GovWin's part of Deltek, and you can find Michael's, you can find GovWin at govwin.com. Michael, we were talking in the last segment about, just do it, the Nike slogan.
Right.
Now, I agree on the video side. I think getting it out there is a good idea. You can always take it down if it's really, really that bad. But there's a lot of stuff that's gone viral for content reasons that appears, kind of amateurish. So on the video side, that works. On the blogging side, I think it could be the kiss of death.
It can be. And I think really what it ties into, particularly from a blogging perspective, is when people look for a blog, I mean, A, they're looking for consistent content, but they're looking for a certain level of quality, too. And really what you have to think about when you start to blog is you have to really set a theme and a mission. What is it that you're really looking to accomplish here? And be consistent with that. And a lot of times I think people just start blogging. They just start writing about, stream of consciousness kinds of things. And they end up turning their blog into just sort of a stew of nonsense that nobody really can follow and understand. And you really end up hurting yourself because a person will go to a blog. And A, if the content isn't good and it's not reliable, it's not well-researched, they're not going to come back.
Or if it's one long sentence.
What's that?
Or if it's one long sentence.
Right, exactly. I think the only person who can probably in this industry or in any industry get away with doing that is maybe a couple of the really great, famous marketing bloggers like Seth Godin or someone like that. They can write a paragraph and it just is brilliant. But I think for the rest of us out there, you really want to make sure that you're focused, you do the research so that you're not putting something out that someone's going to ultimately challenge your credibility. Because blogging and content creation, all of that does come back to trust and it does come back to your credibility. And if you sacrifice that at the outset, it's there forever, because that's one of the other things about the online world is it's very viral, it spreads very quickly, but it's also there permanently. And if you start making those mistakes at the outset without really planning it out and really focusing in on what it is you want to do, you basically can kill yourself before you get started.
Exactly. So let's go to a couple of things that people can do here. But before we get there, I'd really like to emphasize and comment whenever you want that GovWin's intriguing to me because it's not only a social network similar to LinkedIn or GovLoop for that matter, but you're tying in a lot of the Web 2.0 tools. You're integrating them in ways that are really cool. The webinars, the blogs, the videos.
Right.
I mean, I'm assuming this was all by design.
Yes, And I mean, part of it is when we first started out, our social media strategy was really kind of in the infant stage. We were really focused more at the very outset, as we kind of refocused the site a little bit on content creation and putting in a lot of the resource material that people need. But as time has gone on, you look at your audience. What does your audience want? And I think that's one of the key things that we've consistently been doing since most of our team came on board about a year and a half ago, is to ask our customers, well, what kinds of things are you really looking for? And video content was up there. Being able to interact with people in other networks was certainly up there. So we've been steadily increasing our use of video. We created a YouTube channel, followed by a live stream channel, followed by a Vimeo channel. So we're really working at trying to be a video provider as well for people who are looking for that kind of content. So we'll go out, we'll live stream events. Sometimes we'll try to live stream our own things, as well as, as you mentioned before, conduct the webinars. And we're trying to bring video more into the webinars. And I think that just helps provide a better dynamic for people, particularly when many of our webinars are very conversational in nature. And you're not going to get somebody, speaker A talking for 10 minutes with a bunch of slides, going to speaker B with slides. We really want to foster conversation. And the only way to do that is to open up that dialogue and not just talk to people, but also to listen.
Yeah, exactly. And you've emphasized one thing throughout here that I endorse completely. Mm-hmm. And reiterate the same thing. And that is wherever you go as a content provider, add value. And that includes, commenting on a post on a group on LinkedIn, pretty much anywhere, add some value and people will remember you.
Right, exactly. And I think the other thing, too, that people should do when they start to get into the social media space is have confidence in yourself. And I think, if your company has a mission and you're a part of that and you've got that knowledge base, be confident enough to take that plunge. It's, and I think that's sort of the first thing that I would say. If you're doing your homework and you know what you're talking about, don't be afraid to articulate your positions, provide that value, provide those perspectives, because I think that's one of the great things about social media is it allows you to do that. And sure, not everyone's going to agree with you, but so long as you're not offering something preposterous, defend your positions, get into that discussion. I remember when I met Guy actually online through an online argument that we had on LinkedIn about different things.
Guy's good at that.
And literally that fostered into a really good friendship and a really great working relationship. So I suggest to people out there, take that plunge, have a plan, obviously, but take that plunge, get into it, and just get into that conversation, because you never know where it will lead. I think 9 times out of 10, people are afraid to act, and that inhibits them and it keeps them back. Set that fear aside and really take that plunge, again, with a plan, mm-hmm. but take that plunge. And to the extent that we can help you at GovWin, particularly when you're trying to get into our network or doing other things, and I know, Mark, you do this for companies as well, mm-hmm. you help people and you say, hey, this is what your strategy can be. And to the extent that we can do that, we're certainly willing to do that.
There you go. Michael, it's certainly a pleasure. But before we go, mm-hmm. GovWin also happens to have a group on LinkedIn.
Yes.
Right? So if you're out there listening, number one, if you're not on LinkedIn, get a grip, join. All the top 100 contractors are there. The vast majority, if not all, of the Fast 50 from WashTec are there. The government contracting community is on LinkedIn in force. So join, get a grip, join a couple of the right groups. Join the GovWin group, join my Government Market Master group.
Exactly.
Get your posterior over to govwin.com and join there as well. The discussions are great. The education is great. And you guys really just bust your hump. You and Elliot and Joe and everybody over there are really pumping out some good info. My guest today has been Michael Hackmer. Michael is a senior community manager at GovWin. You can find him at govwin.com. This is not my day job. If you're interested in finding some excellent marketing advice, if you want to attend my LinkedIn sessions or my PR sessions, send me an email at mark@federaldirect. And thank you for listening to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
You've been listening to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Amtower Off-Center, Monday afternoons at noon, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.